Welcome to Smooches Podcast. I'm your host, Antrell. I created the Smooches Podcast to help inspire, to help empower, and to help you find your true authentic self through storytelling and laughter. So let's get inspired. Let's listen to some good storytelling. And if you're ready, let's get into the podcast. Smooches! Hello, 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 beautiful people. Welcome back to the podcast, Smooches Podcast. I'm your host, Entrell. I feel like I'm welcoming back myself as well, since I've been away for a little bit. So welcome back to me too. Welcome to all of those who might have just stumbled across the podcast for the very first time. Hello. Welcome to all of those who continue to come back and listen. Hello. Man, I feel like life is really happening. So I feel like the new year has come across or come through with a bang. I heard someone say that this will be the year of exposure, that people get exposed. I don't know. I feel like there will be a lot of exposures, but I feel that it will be also a lot of mysterious things happening that way. Yeah. I don't really know how to even put it in words, but last year it was like, I feel like last year there was something put over our eyes, like, so that we could not see who people really were. So maybe this is part of that. Was last year exposure? I think the end of last year, people were being exposed, or that I felt like who I thought people were, they were not. And then maybe this year, because last year, a little bit of exposure came out, but this year will be full-blown exposure. I don't know. You know, there are so many things that I am hearing that I really would like to speak on, but I feel that this needs to be these people's situation. Yeah, it's just mind-blowing. It really, really is. So, I have no updates, but I do have a little something to share with you. So, my little pup has become a woman. Y'all, I'm devastated. She's like one of the kids, and I'm just, I am very upset about it all. She was supposed to stay a baby for a long time. This was not supposed to happen. And I'm devastated. You know, this is just how life is. I guess it's just how things go. The circle of life. And I'm not happy about it, because I still look at her like a little baby, but she's getting older. I struggle with my kids coming out of young adulthood and becoming adults, and I'm struggling with this as well. So, woe's me. So, there are a lot of things out here that I feel like I'm very just confused by. And I wanted to talk about it today. Like, today I don't have any topic per se to just go into discussion about. I just want to talk about random things. And let's just get into it. So there was a story that I told you about. It was age gap dating, where there's a big difference in dating someone else. So I talked about Drea Michelle and her basketball player that she's dating, and how she came on and she cleared up things and they were not pregnant. You know what? I should have known better than this. It is their prerogative. It is their business to keep it hush hush. And I'm really thinking that's probably what was being done after she had been seen pregnant, things like that. It's just the thing of when I want to tell you, I'll tell you. You guys can speculate all that you want. And I feel that it is definitely their prerogative, right? But just don't make a statement. This is what I struggle with. Just don't make a statement because it's going to look even wilder when it comes out. And you want people to be happy for you. But you kind of put a bad taste in your mouth when you start, I'm not pregnant. It's not this, it's not that. But then as soon as you announce it, it's this beautiful announcement that you want to make. But nobody wants to hear it. You wanted it to yourself, so pretty much just keep it to yourself. Why are you announcing it now? That's how I feel about it. And it just frustrates me that the games are played, you know? And that's what frustrates me the most. I just go flatline, silent, and that's it. I don't have to explain nothing. And for you to come out and do all of this jig and dance, and then you're just going to come out, oh, yes, I'm pregnant, 7 months, blah, 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 blah. And you want people to be excited for you and to cheer you on. But here's the thing. You wanted to keep it a secret. Just continue to keep it a secret. One thing I have to say for Beyoncé, nobody knew her pregnancy was the best kept secret until she wanted to say something. And then once she said something, she still didn't go out there flaunting and posting and things like that. It was her business. And that part I like. People can genuinely be happy for you when things happen like that, because it almost seems as though it's genuine. And even if you did expose, or you think you saw her pregnant, she was not saying anything. And that's definitely what I like about that. So this whole ordeal with the age gap dating is just totally wild to me. This is a real thing. This is a real thing. I just really am struggling with how much of an age gap that they have. I feel that it is their business to have a relationship together. But when it comes to the point of trying to, who's going to be the person to say, maybe we need to really think about this? You understand what I'm saying? And then what are the real reasons that we are absolutely or actually together? I don't think the young man's going to say anything. She's hot. He has arm candy. He doesn't have to marry her. He can have a baby by her. Perfect. He still has many more years to go through whatever he's going through. Her time is not so much there. And we can't, at this point, I feel like, not even celebrate this, because men, on the other hand, are crucified for being older than a woman and marrying her or hooking up with her. Men are looked at as weird. So I don't see any difference with this whole situation. It just blows my mind. Again, it is their business, but it's just... I think sometimes as women, we do get privileged. Sometimes, not all the times. But in this case, there is definitely a double standard, and it's showing more in her favor. And we get into the mindset of when women do it, it's like, go get it, girl, get it, girl. But something is not right about that whole situation, because I think the roles have to be flipped And you have to think about it on a real standpoint, because if that was your son dating an older woman, what would you think about it? And granted, we can't control our children and our kids, like we can't control what they do, but we have to let them know how healthy can this be for you in the long run. Because that's not just a subtle age gap. That's a huge age gap. It's just something to think about. But that whole situation has me just blown. It's hard for me to be happy for people when they go through so much just to hide it, just to bring it out, and then want everybody to be happy for them. So it's just wild to me. But I feel like a child is a beautiful thing to bring into the world. So that is beautiful. And I hope that they have all of the well wishes and the blessings that they need to raise this child well. I think at the end of the day, that's really what it's all about. But I just really struggle with that dynamic. But it's not up to me to make that decision or even to think about it. But it's just wild how our society is these days. And these are real things. We don't like any more dating people that are in our age range. It's just like it's taboo. We feel that we need someone younger than we are or older than we are. I think that the stages of development, some part of that was missing, and that's why it's being replaced with something else, really. I really, really do. Not to get all clinical on you guys, but yeah. So that was that rant, right? Here's another one that I seen on TikTok. So there was a young lady, and I thought this was really interesting because I think that a lot of the times we give people grace, and I am a big believer in giving people grace. I don't feel that we should really hold strong to crucifying people, because there are so many wrongs that have not been made right. And when we feel like we got to play the part of God and we know that we really can't, that's my whole thing. I struggle with that because I feel like no one's been killed in the whole process. Words, people say things for sure. But if it physically comes down to someone being hurt, then absolutely yes. I feel like we definitely will need to possibly look at that person differently if someone was affected physically in the situation, for sure. There's no turning a blind eye with that. But words, people say words all the time. And we have to really think, what are these people going through? Are they mentally ill? We have to think about all this. But when it comes to someone physically hurting someone and we're saying it's mental illness, I will struggle with that. But here's the thing. They still need to be held accountable for their actions. Just they do. They do. I am so sorry. That's what I feel and that's what I believe. But getting back to this. So I seen a young lady on TikTok, and she was saying that she is blocking anybody who did not wish her a happy birthday on her birthday. She'll block those people. And I wanted to ask you guys, is this petty? Do you feel that this is a petty thing to block someone who did not wish you a happy birthday? So I'm going to say absolutely not. I don't think this is a petty thing. I think this is a individual thing. I think this is depending on the person. Some people are really in their feelings about certain things, and this is the way that they hold grudges. I don't know. I'm just not cut like that. And some people think like, yeah, I'm really doing something. I'm not going to wish this person a happy birthday because I'm just done with them. But here's the thing for me. I feel like I have no ill intent with people, whether I speak with them or not. And if we've been known to wish each other a happy birthday, I'm not going to stop doing those things because you haven't. Now, granted, I don't remember everybody's birthday. So if you don't get a happy birthday from me, yeah, like my mind sometimes is fried.com when it comes to remembering things. And I have never been the one to be strongly about remembering birthdays. That's why I'm so happy for my husband, because he remembers more than I do when it comes to birthdays. I'm just not really set in stone with birthdays. And here's the thing. I feel like there's a block with me when it comes to birthdays after my mom passed. I really stopped caring about what days were very important. And that's just something I have just always blocked and struggled with. Now you know, if you didn't know. So it's just one of those things. I don't even try hard to remember a birthday, because the special time in my life where someone else was celebrating that was special to me, I don't have anymore. So I found that it wasn't really important to remember any special dates. I really didn't. And that was a whole thing. And now I'm trying to recover from that and trying to remember birthdays, and it ain't working out. That's why I'm so happy for my husband, because he remembers birthdays. I don't. Yeah. So, but I do make up for it if I don't remember it. And I let people know, like, look, I am not good with birthdays at all. But if you let me know, like, we're going out to do something, absolutely. I don't hold those grudges against people, because I don't know what they're suffering from. Right? They could be suffering from the same PTSD that I'm suffering from. And yeah. But to those people who intentionally do it, shame on you. And I'm not mad at that young lady who said that, or that woman who said that she would block people because they didn't wish her a happy birthday. Because I think some people do it intentionally. I really, really do. Some people feel like they're proving a point by, oh, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm see how much they like it. I'm going to show them. I'm not dealing with them anymore. I'm not going to wish them a happy birthday. How do you like that? That is one of the most pettiest things that you could do. Like, I wish you well. You know, I absolutely wish you well if you have intentions like that. I just think that is so wild. But for those who have a reason and know the reason behind it, and they might know the people that they deal with and the reason why that they might not be wishing them a happy birthday, so that's why they're cutting them off, they're blocking them, do it. Do it. Some people can have to be shown, right? Some people absolutely have to be shown. If you want to be petty in your pettiness, fine. I don't have a problem with it. I don't. I'm just not going to be petty with you. I'm not going to be petty with you. Like, you could be petty on your own. Good luck with that. And I wish you well. So here's another thing that I feel like comes up a whole bunch. And I feel like I have wanted to talk about this for the longest, but it just never came up. I don't know, but it just never came up. So can you, as a person, separate the person from the song? Right? So like this. Like the R. Kelly situation, right? We all know about that. So can you guys still listen to R. Kelly if you are a 90s person, listen to 90s music into 2000? I think he was still popping. Can you separate him from his music? Because he did have a lot of good music. I mean, if this man was not held to the crimes that he is held to, his music would have been legendary. I personally, myself, I can't look at it the same. he had bomb music. It doesn't even come up anymore. I've definitely disconnected myself from his music. I have, but I was just wondering from you guys, could you separate the person from their music? Even though they were convicted of these crimes, could you still listen to their music in the same way? I feel like with certain people, absolutely not. I just can't. And then somebody was getting at me. You know, my family likes to really bug me hard when it comes to people that I like and say something bad happens to them. I'm just going to get down to it, right? I'm just going to say who it is. It is Diddy. Okay, I like Diddy because of his business ethics. I think that's bad. I shouldn't use those choice words, but I want to say his business mindset on some things, because we know he hasn't been the best when it comes to a lot of things that are coming out now. I'm like, dang, the bamboozlement of it all, y'all. You see the exposure? Oh. So my family likes to kind of get on me when somebody that I truly like and they like to kind of confront me about this stuff. And can I still listen to his music? At this point, there wasn't a lot of good. I'm not going to say that. There wasn't a lot of music that I listened to of Diddy. I felt as though there were a few songs here and there. Do I still listen to those songs here and there? Yes. But that current album, oh man, that current album is everything. I absolutely like that. I like it for the music, but I'm finding it hard to listen to his music now. I don't even look at him the same. Ugh. And you know, it's so hard because you don't want to believe these people have these evil tendencies. And I know that the only person that can judge you is God, but when you're facing charges like what he's facing or he's faced, I don't know. I just really pray for his family because I feel like his girls, most of all, are going to suffer heavily if these allegations and charges are absolutely 100% true. Yeah, so that's what I wanted to know. Can you separate the music from the artist, the person? Because I'm finding it's a struggle for me. It really is a struggle for me. I do have a soul, everybody. I do have a soul. And it is becoming a struggle for me. R. Kelly has been erased. That's been gone. I don't even consider him anymore. He's definitely bad news. And then Diddy, it's like, oh man, it's coming in that same arena where I just can't look at it the same. And it's sad. And then people like to bring up Michael Jackson. Let's just talk about it. People like to bring up Michael Jackson. But here's the thing. Michael was never convicted of the charges. And I don't care what people say. Oh, he paid money, this and that. I feel that when people get an opportunity and they're going to sometimes try to seize that opportunity for financial gain. Michael has always been a compassionate, loving person. I just never seen or think that he had any involvement in what he was accused of. Absolutely not. He was never convicted of it. That's all I can say. And I absolutely still love Michael's music. I don't know, man. It's just, I can't look at that person the same at all. I'm absolutely not. And that's hard for me, especially when this artist is a very well-known musician and they create great music. It's tough. So next, I wanted to talk about Amanda Seales. So guys, I have not been on social media for a while. I had just like really gave myself a detox, but then too, I was dabbling into other things as well. So that's another reason why. Another form of social media I was dabbling in. So, but I came across Amanda Seales and she did like a reel or whatever video and or not even a reel, I think it was just a post. And she was just going on and she was talking, just venting. And I like to hear people. I like to hear people out. I like to hear their cries for empathy or if they are trying to get a statement out and they want us to rally with them for a cause, I want to hear them out. And Amanda Seales, she has a lot to say a lot of the times. And sometimes I agree with her, sometimes I don't. But that's when we agree to disagree. But I feel like she's a very smart woman. So she says she feels like she is in a state of feeling like she's been got. Wait, hold on. That statement right there, loaded. Because a lot of the times I feel like I'm in a state of being got too. Amanda, like, girl, what? I'm with you. A lot of the times I feel like I'm living in a world of being or feel like I've been got. Seriously. So she goes on to say she's been in a relationship with someone for 3 years who was a fraud. So the man she was with was a fraud. Girl. See, and that's, so have you guys seen the lady on TikTok? She's doing the videos of who the F did I marry? I haven't even got through half of it yet. But as soon as I do, I'm going to talk about it. I don't even care how late I am to the party, okay? I don't, because I'm still talking about it. But Amanda, getting back to Amanda, a man who was a fraud. I feel like when it comes to relationships, and I might have talked about this, you never really see that person's true face until after being with them for some years. And people are like, oh yeah, but once you dated them for some months, the true person starts coming out. No. You're still in a honeymoon stage. And I would say roughly that still that year might even be honeymoonish. So that front can still be happening. So I can understand what she said, that she's dated somebody for 3 years and he was a total fraud. Oh man, that is just wild. That's a loaded statement. And it just had me thinking. And she was definitely in like an emotional state at that point. But how many of you have been in a relationship and just out of nowhere, this person turns out to be somebody totally different? And you're looking like, what? Like totally different. Kids popping up, a secret wife on the side or something. Like, what is going on? Oh my gosh. Or this person has a down low history about themselves. Oh, I think that all of this can be a situation with somebody that you are dating or in a relationship with. So I can believe Amanda, but that's got to be devastating to find out after 3 years. And I'm just wondering, how did it happen? How was this person exposed? And I was so happy for her being in love and being in a relationship. I would see her and her man on pictures on Instagram and things like that. I always felt very happy for her because I like her as a person. Regardless of sometimes what she says, I like her as a person. And I feel like she has good intentions. And I was happy for her in her relationship. But then I go MIA off Instagram and social media for a little bit. And I come back to her in this post and her whole feed has been scrubbed of him. And that got me thinking too. So do you post your significant other on your Instagram or do you leave them separate? There's two ways to look at this because every time it seems like it never fails. When someone is in a relationship, they are posting their significant other that they're in a relationship with, and then all of a sudden they're not together and it's scrubbed. Are we setting ourselves up by publicly posting to possibly predict something bad happening? Or is it, we should be okay to celebrate our love. But it's like, you don't want a reminder if things go bad to have to look at all that. But that's a lot of work too. That's a lot of work. And then too, what if you posting your person, man or woman, that they catch the attention of somebody else, and now you got people searching out who your significant other is in the DMs, like, can we hook up? That's a whole nother situation. Oh, man, see, there are so many layers to this, right? And I'm just wondering if this was one of the fraud things that came out. Just so curious to know. She was emotional, though. I feel her. Being got, y'all. That's the new word for now, being got. I'm going to say it a lot. Mm-hmm. And she also says something else. She says that she finds out that her parents are people. Do what now? Do what? What does that mean? I should have made a comment. Amanda, what do you mean by finding out your parents are people? What is that? Maybe that was a mix up or something. Or my thinking is that parents are not looked at as people, they're looked at as parents. That's what I was getting out of it. That nobody, so the kids really don't look at the parents as people. They look at them as parents that birthed them, raised them, and that's it. And to come to find out that they are actually people is mind-blowing sometimes. They have souls. They've been through things. That's the only thing that I was taking away from that, because I feel that a lot of the times parents are looked at as just parents, nothing more. And when the child may sit down with a parent and have a really deep conversation, it's like, oh, man. They're a person. They're not just my parent. That was wild. But that's what I had. That was my takeaway from that. And that she also says that she feels like the world is not what she thought it was. Okay. Mm-mm. Yes. I think we've come to the realization of this a long time ago, but I think it is really being flaunted and put in our face currently. I really think that it is. Only because I feel that when you have a situation where you have, you're welcoming in foreigners, which if they need assistance, they need assistance. But we got people in America who don't have the necessities to live. And that's all they ever wanted. And they can't find those resources, but you are blessing people from overseas with these needs, or across the border or wherever with these needs. And your people here in America can't even get those things, or in the United States can't even get those things. That crushes my soul. That part crushes my soul. It makes me not even care anymore many times. And I don't know. It just really frustrates me hugely. So I understand you, Amanda, like that whole situation and how you were feeling about those layered things. I understood. She went another direction with the world thing. And that part was her, absolutely. But I understood that part. And that was my takeaway for how I feel on and reflecting on how I feel like the world is not what I thought it was. So it is bizarre. Okay, so one last thing. So I come across a lot of the times where people say, oh, you need to take a break. You need to take some time off. You need to rest. And I'm just thinking to myself, is that even a real thing anymore? I don't feel like it's a real thing anymore. I think that we definitely should be practicing this, but I don't feel like it's a real thing. I feel that the state of the world right now has become a hustle culture. It has become a culture of how to survive. And if you want to survive, you're probably not going to get many breaks. But I want to challenge you guys, because we will burn out so quickly. And I know that it sounds so taboo and it's probably not even realistic, but we need to fit a form of self-care in there for ourselves at some point in our lives. And right now, my self-care is sleep. Sleep saves my mental, because I feel that, and I mean peaceful sleep, like trying to figure out a sleep hygiene routine that works for me in the way that I need it to. Because when I lay down, I might go to sleep, but I'm going to wake up with racing thoughts. And sometimes those racing thoughts happen while I'm getting ready to lay my head down to go to sleep. And this drives me wild. So I am preparing my mind and myself by identifying when I'm not asleep or getting ready for bed, all of those things that are bothering me. And I'm making space for them while I'm present to tackle them. So when I rest, those things are not popping up. And granted, I'm going to miss some things. There are going to be a few things that will pop up, but I am trying to get to those things that are, I feel like there are the attention getters that will stop me from going to sleep and feel like I need to get up, take notes, or do that thing. Because without rest, we definitely have a shorter lifespan. So I am definitely trying to get more rest. I don't know what your self-care will look like for you. And whatever that is, think about that today. The state of the world is going to be what it's going to be. If that bothers you and you're concerned and worried about that, figure out ways that will allow you to be more at peace with what is going on than to constantly worry about it. Okay, guys. Well, that was me rambling and me just talking and things that I have been wanting to get out that I'm able to get out. And I feel like I'm happy to be back. I cannot wait to talk more with you guys and have our chit chats like we do. Hopefully I have some really good topics coming up, and hopefully you will stick around and you will become a part of the Smooches family if you're not already. Don't forget to turn on your notifications so that you are alert when alert. Is it alerted or alert? You get an alert when the new podcast episode is available. And make sure you comment, rate. This helps the podcast out 100%. It does not cost you anything. I'm not asking for you to donate money. I just need for you to comment and I need for you to like. If you've gotten this far, you're a real one. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Follow Smooches Podcast on all social media, Smooches Podcast. Email Smooches Podcast at smoochespodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, I'm so happy to be back. And until next time, smooches!